Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have special guest Jane here from Unselfishly Me. Jane is joining us today all the way from South Africa. Now, a little bit about Jane is she was a personal trainer for 14 years. And in that time, working with a lot of women, she realized something very specific, that a lot of women were not kind to themselves. So she decided that she needed to start working on them internally and not as much on the outside. So here is Jane.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having me. I just thought it was so interesting how you have this amazing platform and to bring all these people together. And it's such a niche job to have. And I think it's very misunderstood. And you guys put so much energy, and I know because I've got friends that do it, you put so much energy and time and love and effort into your job. And you don't always get the return of how much energy and support that you actually give. So I just want to say to everyone, I understand the energy that you guys have to give to your clients, to, you know, you've got both on both sides, you've got like the buying and selling. So I just want to acknowledge that I see the energy that you guys are giving and that you're not always receiving. So I started as a personal trainer, like you said, and I realized halfway through that I was actually working from the inside out and not just from the outside in, and that I'd always been telling my clients to speak kindly to themselves, to love themselves, to look in the mirror and tell themselves how much they love themselves. And, oh, I see that I'm losing weight, or I'm putting on muscle here, and to start noticing those small changes. And then our minds are so powerful. And I didn't realize at the time when I was doing it, what I was actually creating for them, giving them permission to love themselves more and to start looking at themselves from the inside out, not just the outside in. But it basically led me to this path of starting Unselfishly Me and realizing that there is a need to work on the inside and not just the outside. So that's where I've pushed all my energy now, is to helping mostly women, but also I have some men clients as well, but to help you to find that inner light again and to love yourself more and to guide yourself to the light, basically, as I look at a ring light, to like take yourself to the light and allow yourself to be seen and allow yourself to be heard by giving yourself permission to do the things you wanted to do and give yourself permission to shine. And the only way you're going to do that is if you start loving yourself from the inside and knowing that you're worthy and that your path that you want to go on is there for a reason and is yours if you want to grab it. You just need to know that you're worthy of taking those next steps. So it really is an amazing journey to go on when you do start putting that time into yourself, whether it's self-care or just the affirmations and just the mindfulness side of it. But as soon as you start putting the time into yourself and you start seeing the benefits and how you feel, you realize that you should have been doing it all along. So it's learning to take those baby steps and to set yourself on the right path and allow yourself to be seen and allow yourself to be shine, which I think is so important in your industry as well.
Yes, and we find so often that in real estate, we are so busy taking care of everybody else and trying to make everyone happy and do everything and be everything, that in the end, we end up suffering so much and have this huge roller coaster where we just crash and burn and get burnt out so quickly and so often. And I know previously you and I have talked about the 80-20 rule and how awesome that was that you believe in that, and how real estate agents, you know, talk about that all the time. So if you can talk a little bit about that, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So I've always been that trainer who is like, eat the cake, like enjoy your weekend, like live like an 80-20 lifestyle. You can't just go the opposite way where you're not living at least 20% of the time and relaxing 20% of the time. So I always have been of that mindset for myself personally and for my clients as well. And it just allows you that freedom to, you know, come down a little bit. You can't be running at 100% all the time. That's when you're going to get sick. You're going to get burnout. You're going to get so over this job. You know, there's so many industries where people go balls to the wall for 2 years and then they're like, I'm out. I'm done. Move on to the next thing. So if you want sustainable living in all areas, you have to really give yourself the time to be yourself, the time to enjoy your life, and the time to just relax and come back down to earth. You know, if you like firing on all cylinders, you literally flying through the sky, you need to come back down and land a little bit. So I was thinking about it when we were chatting about how you guys need to also just have some mindfulness in your life, have some downtime. You can't always be firing at 100%. And You know, it's also when you are not at your best and when you are so like hyper focused on one thing and you're not taking the time to take care of yourself, people see that. Mm-hmm. And they see that you aren't yourself. Mm-hmm. They see that you aren't at your best. They see that you aren't grounded, that you're flighty, that you know, you're running all over the place or you're dropping the balls because you're just trying to do too many things instead of giving yourself the time to ground. So if you actually live an 80-20 lifestyle with your work, with your working out, your movement, your eating, all those things, if you just look at everything as 80-20, giving yourself that 20% grace, whether it's your hours you're working, whether it's the number of clients, whatever it is, you're allowing yourself to just recover in every single aspect and just to relax and allow yourself to regulate. Because when you are running on so much adrenaline, it is not good for your body. It is not good for your mind. You know, when you're running, and you're just focusing on just, you know, eyes on the prize, I'm just going to sign one more client. I'm just going to run here. I have time today. I'm just going to drive across town and quickly go show that house or whatever. You are probably not eating. You're running on coffee and whatever you can just pick up on the way. You're not nourishing yourself. You're not making time to decompress when you get home. Your brain is probably still going on overload, thinking about this listing and that. And you can't really switch off and you're still connected to the client you've just spoken to because you're not allowing yourself those boundaries, which we also speak about. Boundaries are so important. To allow yourself to disconnect and to reconnect to yourself.
Exactly. We are no stranger to the 80-20 rule. That's a big philosophy here in the real estate industry. You know, one of the big things that you focus on is mindset and manifestation. Can we talk a little bit about the mindset and what can we do to, you know, turn our mindset around a little bit?
I think that, so for mindset for me is so important to switch from, and I was thinking about this, I was driving back 1.5 hours today from the Midlands. I actually did a Reiki course. So I was thinking about you and this podcast driving back. And I was thinking about how if you really want to be the best version of yourself in this job specifically, you guys actually do a lot of manifesting. And maybe you don't even think that you're manifesting, but you guys have to manifest. You have to manifest that sale. You have to, you know, like visualize that person literally buying that house or that person selling their house to you. And one thing I've noticed recently and learned recently is you cannot manifest when you're ungrounded. So if you are trying to go after all the clients and not just picking specifically the ones that feel right to you, like the right energy, like you love their spirits, that they feel like the right client for you, and you're just kind of like going after lots of small ones, just trying to do the volume, you are not going to be grounded because you're rushing. The way to be grounded is to be calm and to be centered within yourself. So if you are just kind of like, I'm just going to go after all of them, even the ones you don't feel connected with, you're going to not be grounded. And then you're not going to be able to manifest. So it's better for you to be grounded, centered, focus on some mindfulness, and then be able to manifest as well. So I was thinking about, for you, movement, mindfulness and manifestation would be like the top three things that you could focus on to increase your business. So the movement helps you get out of your head and into your body. That helps you be more grounded. And then the mindfulness with breathing and slowing down your heart rate and regulating your nervous system allows you to be grounded. And then you can manifest and do all the vision boards, the focusing, the mindfulness in that way of you like literally visualizing that house that you're trying to sell and see the potential buyer on your show day walking in there going like, oh my God, this is amazing, and signing on the dotted line. So visualizing how these things are actually happening, and don't leave it up to chance. Just start visualizing how these things can actually happen, seeing the person coming and buying the house. If there's a house that you drive past, and I'm sure this happens to many of you, you drive past and you're like, I wish I could sell that house one day. Like, I want to sell that house. I love this house. It's amazing. Maybe you've even put your business card and a little note in their post box. Like, if you ever sell your house, please, I have like a connection. I love your house. Look, start visualizing yourself getting, you know, knocking on the door and the person actually opens and says, oh yes, I really have been thinking about that. You're perfect timing. So start visualizing these things happening for you. So using the being grounded and using your mindfulness to focus on that, and then literally visualizing these things happening and just start manifesting these things that you want to happen for yourself.
Exactly. I love the manifestation, and you're so right. We do that so much more often than we even realize. But we need to be doing it a lot more on the things that we want and just utilizing it in general more. Let's talk a little bit about your self-love club that you have started. Let's talk about what that is and why it started.
Yeah, so being a self-love coach and then going into yoga, I mean, studied yoga, it was just like divinely guided. I've realized that the quickest way to get out of your head and these things that we're thinking about ourselves is to get into your body. And it took me a while of learning this through actually doing the course. And I was like, wow, it really is like the quickest way to get out of your head and into your body is yoga, because it's not like going to a gym and doing a workout where you could literally, you know, you walk around with your phone and you're listening to music and then you're like kind of sending a message or scrolling and then you go to the next machine and you could literally walk out of the gym and someone could say, oh, what did you do at gym today? And you're like, oh, I don't actually know. I can't remember. I went and I did a few things, but I can't remember. Whereas with yoga, you have to leave your phone over there. You have to make sure that you are listening to the person, that you are grounded and following what they're doing. Because if you are not focused and not out of your head, you're going to fall over. You know, you're not going to be able to feel what it feels like in your body. So for me, because I have so many friends living around the world and I'm in Durban and a lot of friends are in Joburg, and they've wanted to learn how to do yoga. I've created a beginner yoga program. So literally teaching you exactly how I teach here in person is literally teaching you how to stand on the mat, how to go into the poses, how to do the poses, which I think when you go to a gym, you don't really get that. When you go to a yoga class, you kind of just have to follow along and you're not necessarily doing it properly because you're just following the person next to you who could be doing it very wrong. So I created this program to allow you to feel, because especially if you did it at home, you can even put your laptop where you have a mirror so that you can watch the screen, do it and notice, okay, yes, oh no, my shoulder's dipping. I actually need to move my hips, do whatever. So I created that program. And then I also do a lot of obviously self-love programs. So I started, when I started Unselfishly Me in 2018, I launched with like, it's crazy. I didn't launch with something small. I decided, oh, I'll do the hard stuff first and create an 8-week self-love program. Like I do, I went backwards and then I did retreats and then I did a podcast, which I think most people would do it the opposite way around. And then from there, I've created like workshops. COVID happened, we had to all go online. So I started doing online workshops, which I'm re-recording now to sell now as standalone workshops. And then I created my self-love club, which is becoming now a self-paced program where it's every month something is differently themed and we go into different topics and there's journal prompts and a talk and meditations and things like that, which now I'm packaging into your own self-love, self-paced program that people can go through it instead of, you know, just doing it live when we did it. So everything I do is very holistic. It's very self-love focus, but I'm very interested in the spiritual world as well. I mean, I've just done my Reiki. And so a lot of it is mainstream self-love, but then I also have the spiritual elements as well. Like I do angel card readings, which I do online, pre-recorded. I know energy's wild. And that's like guidance, spiritual guidance, choosing cards and sending you the messages that you need. So I'm very mainstream, but I'm also, as you can tell by the hair, also like typical, like I'm not an Aquarius, but I'm an Aquarius rising. So typical, like a little bit of a rebellion in there, and doing a little bit of self-love and a little bit of the spiritual side as well, which for me goes hand in hand. So yeah, creating products, obviously in South Africa, I sell them in South Africa, but I'm hoping I'm actually moving overseas in the next few weeks to Portugal. So I'll be in the European market and then I'm hoping to be able to push those products to America. I'm like, I'm going to be on Amazon. I'm going to put my products on Amazon, like, okay, and that's my goal. So I've got guided journals because journaling is so important, which when we come to our top tips, I'll let you guys know about journaling, but it's so important for mindfulness as well. So yeah, I'm very, very big into the self-love, the products and physical and also the online products, because they just get you back into your body, back on your path and, you know, finding your way, which is so important.
And we have the links for the Self-Love Club with a 10% discount code for you guys today, and also a 7-day meditation course right in your inbox. Okay, awesome.
So the meditation challenge is coming straight. It'll come straight into your inbox every day for 7 days. And then you can just listen to it when you're in your car waiting for a client or to start your day or to end your day. So it's a really nice way to start meditation or like get back into it if you've done it before.
And we are going to share those links for you today. And before we go, Jane, can you give us your top tips for some self-love for us agents?
Yeah. So I was thinking a lot about, you know, the way just from judging from my friends, they're always in their cars. I know you guys are busy. If you go to an office or if you work from home or if you're literally in your car on your laptop, you know, you're going to deeds offices and doing all these crazy things that people don't actually see or know that you're doing behind the scenes. So I know that it's very busy and that sometimes creating a movement or mindfulness like a ritual for you can be quite difficult. But there are ways that you can use your time wisely while you are out and about, that can also help. So first of all, if you can wake up and not look at your phone for the first 30 minutes, it'll change your life. Because when you look at your phone, you are getting reactive because that blue light is just bombarding you, especially if you're looking at social media, then you're seeing so-and-so is sitting on a beach and you're like, I have to work. And you're seeing all these images where you're not in your greatest mind. You're like, oh my God, you get almost like offended. As soon as you open your phone, you'll see something that'll, you know, change your mood and it puts you in a really bad mood and it doesn't actually allow you to start your day slowly and mindfully and grounded, which is the most important. So first things first, I would not look at your phone, grab your journal from next to your bed. And especially for you guys, I think a gratitude journal in the morning would be apt because you are able to manifest. So I have a printable on my website if it's something that you would like to print and download. Otherwise, writing something, like writing things that you are grateful for. And then like that visualization, you're visualizing as if it's already happened. So writing it as if it's already happened. So maybe like three things that you want to happen, writing as if it's already happened. After that, you can go make a tea or coffee, whatever, shower, and then look at your phone. So you've like letting this all sink in before you starting your day and getting, you know, like riled up by seeing stuff on social media. So journaling, very important. If you can journal at night, or if you have in your car or in your briefcase or your bag or wherever it is, putting a journal and everything inside there. That way, if you're stopping in between clients, sometimes you are early and you're sitting waiting, use that time instead of scrolling, use that time to journal down your feelings. Also with movement, you could pack a bag and just always keep something in your car, like a change of clothes, fitness clothes, and then also work clothes. And then if you are free during the day and you've got time, going to the gym, going for a walk, going to a yoga class, doing something like on your way throughout the day also really helps. Using that time, unless you are a morning person and you know you can wake up at home, do something, go for a run or walk, a yoga or whatever you want to do. Doing that in the morning is the best way because we tend to make excuses after work. You know, I'm tired, it's cold, it's been a busy day, I've run late. Getting up and doing it in the morning sets you up for the whole day. You are just so much more regulated and grounded as well. But always pack something in your bag, in your car, so that if you have a cancellation, you don't have an excuse. Oh, I'm in this area that I don't really go to, and this park looks amazing. I'm actually going to go and change, and I'm going to go for a walk through this park. You know, things like that where it's completely different to what you would do on a daily basis. Because you are being taken to so many different areas, you are able to scout around and find like a nice park, a nice, you know, trail run, or, oh, that yoga studio looks interesting. Let me check if they do drop-in classes, things like that, so that you always have something in your car so that if you are running early or if someone cancels, you can just, you know, go and make the most of the time that you have. Also, you could sit there with your earphones in the car, listening to a meditation just before you see the client, doing like a mindful meditation where you're doing manifestation, visualizing, just using those little pockets of time that you have, because I know you wait around a lot as well for clients or meetings and things like that. So instead of, you know, we can get very annoyed when we're waiting for people. We always the early ones and they're always the late ones. But using that time, a 5 minutes here to journal, 5 minutes there, getting yourself into that routine of finding the moments that add up in the day instead of thinking, I need to find an hour in my day to do all these things. Well, you don't need to find an hour. You need to find 5 minutes a few times, you know. So to stop making the excuses that we all make. We'll scroll and be like, I don't have time to do that. Meantime, it's 5 minutes. So for me with journaling, I go and turn the kettle on when I wake up, turn the kettle on, and then I'll pour the water in and I have tea first thing. So while the tea is brewing, so for me, it's 5 minutes. That's when I journal. Get it done, because what else am I going to do? I would have scrolled. So I get it done while I'm waiting for my tea to be ready, and then I'm done. And then after that, I'll read or do whatever, scroll if you want to, post to social media and, you know, put all your things on. But starting the day with that first half an hour to yourself of not getting this blue light and getting all like irritated with what you're seeing on social media and comparing yourself and thinking, I'm not good enough. Look what they've done. They've just sold another house or whatever the case is. You want to set yourself up for success and not for like failure, feeling these feelings, you know. So not that comparison that's going to make you feel really low. You want to, you know, start your day on a high and grounded, and that, you know, everything is, it's not reactive. You're just responding to people and not like reacting to people, because that's going to ripple through your whole day. So for me, it's the mindfulness. It's the journaling, finding the time to journal. Once you start journaling and it becomes a daily habit, you will notice when you don't do it. That's really interesting. So the gratitude for you guys, I think, will be huge, because that's how you're going to manifest. And that's how you're going to visualize and be able to sell more houses and make more money. And that's, you know, literally what you guys are meant to be doing. So I think that's really important, to get yourself ready physically. So walking, yoga, CrossFit, whatever you want to do. And that's my tip, is everyone always asks me, when should I exercise, in the morning or the afternoon? And I'm like, when do you like exercising? Do it then. Because if you hate waking up at 5 a.m., you're going to hate working out every day. But if you love to go straight from work, drive straight to the gym, your bag is in the back, and that's your time, then do that. So do what makes you feel good. If you love doing Zumba, do Zumba. If you love doing CrossFit, do CrossFit. Like, do what you love. Don't make it into a chore. We are so lucky that we can literally move our bodies, and there are so many people that can't, that wish that they could do what we do. The last thing we need to be doing is making exercise into a chore. It needs to be something that you enjoy, and looking at it as also shifting the energy. So, you know, when you've had a really crappy day, if you exercise, if you go walk outside, you change the situation. So if you have an argument in your office, you are just like, I just want to scream. You know, if you walk outside and just take like 10 deep breaths, you've already feel completely different. So you're removing yourself from this situation. So exercise is the same. Just look at the exercise as you physically moving all that energy that you don't want in your body anymore. Those arguments, those clients, whoever it is, you're shifting it out of your body. So choose a movement that you love. So if you want to go for a walk listening to a podcast, do that. If you want to go for a run, do that. But choose a movement that you love and make the time for it. So try and find 10 to 20 minutes a day to start. Just, well, you can. We just shuffle our time around. We can find it because we scroll half the time. But just putting that time into your day. So finding the time, creating that time, moving it around, and just start with 10 to 20 minutes a day. Until your body starts enjoying it, and then your body starts craving it, and then you'll be able to extend it a little bit more. So yeah, the movement, the mindfulness, and the journaling, which you can do the gratitude journaling, which really helps you with the manifestation. I think that those are going to be really key for you. But setting yourself up for success by always having a bag and a journal in your car, since you're in your car so much, it just helps you with always being prepared and knowing that you can't make excuses.
Oh, definitely. Completely agree. And I think that your morning routine totally determines how your day will go and all the great things you can set it up for success for the day. Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, I hope everybody takes some time to check out Jane's website and join her self-love club. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you would like to find out any more information about our free training and coaching and any other programs that we have, or to find out more information about joining the Modern Real Estate Agent team, please visit us at www.themodernrealestateagent.com. Thanks and have a great day.